4NU8, KI4LCI Mobile. KI4LCI Mobile. About to go to our race season meeting over here. The first Tuesday of the month with Mandel and the bunch. And Chad told me he was going to come tonight, too. I was just trying to verify that. Because I've got a couple of books. They're old, but they'll answer some of the questions he's been having.
That thing, Andy, I planned on coming tonight, too, but I've been out working in the yard, got my HF antenna. The rope broke, and I had to put it back up in there, but I got it up, and hope it's working. I hadn't tried it out yet, but it's up back in the air. It was laying on the ground, half of it. And I let time slip up on me. I'm going over here to the restaurant. We just called an order in, and I'm going to go pick it up, take it back home, and eat it. If I got time, I'll come on over there. Y'all start at, 7 o'clock?
What, it's 7 p.m.?
I'll try to make it, but I don't know that I will, but I'm going to see what I can do. I'll get back to the house and eat my supper real quick, and if I got time, I'll come on over. I need to give you or Mandel or somebody a call, get in.
4LCI Mobile Friday. You know where you pay your taxes at. What you do is you go around the back of the building. You see those big tires there? You go around the back of the building, down into the low area at the back of the building, and you park around in there. The door, when we're having a meeting, is usually kept cracked open so much, and all, you know, when we're there, and all you gotta do is open the door and come on in. When you go in, you go down the hall, go to the right, and I believe it's us. I ain't really counting the doors, about two or three doors down. You see what looks like what they use for a break room at DOC, that's where we hold our meeting at.
Well, I'll just do my best to get over there. I can't promise you, but like I said, I don't know how long it'll take me to get over here to the restaurant, pick the food up, take it back home and eat it and all of that. If I got time, I'll see you in just a little while. But if I don't see you, tell everybody I said howdy.
Usually, barn, depending on how the calendar arrangement goes, the Briar's meeting would be on Monday, then ours would be the next day on Tuesday evening. Depending on how the calendar goes, of course.
Well, they had a virtual meeting last night, and I didn't get in on it either, so I guess I'll miss both of them this month, but I'm going to see if I can't get back in it to go into the meetings and stuff like that. I miss it, and miss the people and everything else, but I'm going to try to get over to the Pickens meeting. I want to try to get involved with Aries' group over here. See if there's anything I can do to help out. You know, you never know when you might need somebody to relay something in or something like that. But anyway, like I said, if I don't get over there, tell Mandel and everybody I said howdy.
AA4RM was quite involved with us over here. And when he passed away, he took us all by surprise. A week from tonight, we were supposed to do a simplex. Check on simplex around the area up in here and see who all can hear who and all like that. And we was going to discuss some of that tonight at the meeting. And Chad said he was going to come, and I was going to give him some of these old books that I got here. They're ancient. I got them at the flea market out here in Hamfest that should answer some of his questions when he gets in there and reads the details in these books. And I was given the call here to see if he was still on to do so. I hope so, because some of these old books are old, and I got them for next to nothing, but they'll answer a lot of his questions.
That's true. There's a lot of good books out there, and people take advantage of them. But the last time I talked to Chad, he was planning on coming over there, too. I do know that he called me, I want to say last night I talked to him, and he said he was coming over to Pickens today to visit with Chris. And so I don't know that either. Ain't no telling where they are. but they normally got a radio close by, but unless they gone out to eat or something, I don't know. But, yeah, those books would be a good thing to have. I gave him several years' worth of QST magazines. You know, they got a lot of good information in them, too.
You're right. I'm still get QST, and I still am learning plenty of it. This old 1989 handbook I got it at flea market at Pickens, and this other one, even though it was originally meant for novices, there's a lot of details in there about HF antennas that would do him a lot of good that I got down at Darwin Wright Park some years back. I'm counting on it if he shows up as he says he is giving him those.
We'd appreciate them, ain't no doubt about that. There's a deer laying on the side of the road right there. Somebody done run over a deer. But that'd be a good thing to do, and I'm sure he would appreciate it and enjoy them and put some use to them. You're talking about the old handbooks. I got some, back 69, and might have a couple of them further back than that. But like I said, they old, but they still got good information in them.
And I got it out here at the Pickens Flea Market one time back years ago when I used to go out there. When AK and Jack Norris and them was out there, I got it. And plus, I got a newer one. I'm keeping that one for myself. It was a silent key that used to be in our group out here. Info SSC. That's the 2011, but I'm keeping that one for myself. But I picked that one up and was going to give that to him, and that other that was for novices. That should, like I said, help him a lot and help some of his cousins, too. That's for sure.
First thing we need to do is share what we got. I got my youngest son, Stephen, and his wife were talking to me about getting their license. And I ordered a book, and they came in, and I gave it to him yesterday, and they said they were going to start studying it, and I said, if this particular book, the technician book, it runs out 30th of June of this year, and so I said, if you don't get it before June, I said, you might have to get another book. I said, you could probably pass the test with the old book, but, sometimes they do change the questions around a little bit. Come up with some new ones, so if you don't study those, you might not get them right, but he said they were going to start studying it, and he carried it home, and he called me earlier today and said that they were talking about it last night when he got home, and said his wife took the book out of his hand and started reading it, so I know if she gets her license, he'll get his.
Well, sons had their license. Maybe it was just one of them that I remember.
DKI4DGY, he moved up to Charlotte, and I got all of his radios and stuff there at the house. And he lives in a condo up there in Charlotte, and he don't have a place to put up no antennas or anything. But he bought 20 acres of land up in Virginia, and he's talking about taking some of his radios up there. He said he didn't know if he was going to do that until he built him a house or not. He said he might just wait till they build their house up there in Virginia to put his radios up there. And I told him, I said, well, you know where they are when you get ready for them.
Noticed in the QSC is what you were talking about start July line this here new tech book, for sure. I just hope that success he has better luck than I have with my family. I bought a tech book for them to read. They wouldn't even read the book, so I just said, I give up.
You had to give up like that, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. But he said his wife already started reading it, so I'm sure if she started reading it, then he'll get in there with her and study and get his, too. Because he's not going to let her have something he ain't got.
My sister and mother would have done it, being that way cell phone coverage is up there, but they have absolutely no interest in it. And no matter how much I prod, and I went, like I said, and bought the book for them to read, they wouldn't read it. So I ended up giving it to somebody else and just wrote it off. It ain't going to happen with my two. They just not like, there's some that has to want to get into this, and there's some you can't drag into it, even if it would help to a certain degree. Because like I said, up there at the house, just because we're in that hole there, in the summertime in particular, there is no cell phone coverage.
That's one reason they're wanting it so bad. Their cell phone coverage down there where they live in Liberty is in a bad spot, and their cell phones don't work too good. And then they works up there on off of Highway 11, you know, a bunch of different places where his business goes in and takes care of those businesses up there. And so cell phone coverage up and down Highway 11 ain't real reliable. Andy, I've arrived here at the restaurant. Hey, I'm going to jump out and go in and see if I can grab our food. I'll be back in just a few minutes if you're still around. But enjoy talking with you. Tell everybody over there, I said, hey, if I don't get there by 7 o'clock, I won't be there. But tell them everybody I said howdy. KI4LZI, KI4DOS Mobile.
When Chad shows up, because I don't get out a whole lot anymore, a whole lot, where this diabetes is, and when I do say like to a certain, the ham fest I do make it to, I have to make a lot of special planning in order to make it to where I can actually do it and rest the family let me do it. Because I was going to give him these books, and I was wanting to be sure, but hopefully he'll show up. KI4DOS, KI4LZI Mobile.
For LZI, KO4NUE.
I'm seeing you here in just a little bit. I got those two books with me that I'm going to give to you.
I'm seeing you too. I'm up here at the deer camp. Do I need to bring a knife or something?
Not for the books. Not because these books will help you out considerably on a lot of things, including that bad word of, you know, about what you got to do about concerning about the 50 ohms.
Impedance. That nasty word, impedance.
Then it come to me. That's right. These books goes into a lot of detail about some of that with HF antennas. And they'll go into a lot of things about some other things you might want to know about, too, about how the propagation is on some of the bands. And let's see, I'm trying to remember. Even for today, you got to remember some of these books are old. This one of them's 1989, but repeaters was around then, and it goes into some detail about about repeaters, but you just have to remember now. One of them's a 1989 book, and the other one was prior to 2000 when they used to license novices, since the novice license covers mostly HF.
Hey, well, I'm parked here at the deer camp and trying to enjoy a ruined supper. I mean, absolutely ruined, and I am not happy about it, but I'm trying to get it down. And I'm going to change my clothes and head on up at the EOC. That's at 7 o'clock, right?
That's right, it's 7 o'clock, and I noticed Walgum Handles went on down there, because I was sitting right here, like I am right now, at the Burger King and Pickens, and saw him drive by, so he's already there, I think, at the EOC.
Well, this meal I got ain't gonna work, so I'll go ahead and change my clothes, just get my mind off of it, and I'll just head on over to the EOC then.
Like I said, before the meeting tonight, I use it. Some of us prior to that in the past, over the past good many years, would meet over here unless there's something of real high priority, and apparently there is, since Mandel went straight on to the EOC. But me and two or three others used to meet right down here on the other side of Burger King over here at the Cracker Barrel, but Bojangles over here and shoot the bull before the meeting night, but there's something of high priority, so some of them went on, but stopped here before time for the meeting.
Yeah, I'm going to clear on out and get dressed. I'll just head on over there. KO4NUE. I'll see you in a little while. I'm clear.
AI4LZI Mobile.